The Arab Spring has shaken up policymakers in Israel, too. A power vacuum in neighboring Egypt has made Israelis nervous about the relationship between the two countries and an explosion of anti-Israeli sentiment in Egypt. A recent terror attack on the border with the Sinai Peninsula has only increased anxiety. The World's Matthew Bell reports from Jerusalem that both governments are worried.
The Sinai is a vast but sparsely populated desert region where Israel and Egypt share a long border. In recent years, the area has been described as a safe haven for smugglers, criminals, and violent extremists. One reason for the lawlessness has to do with the fact that the Egyptian military has had only a limited presence in the Sinai for the last 3 decades. In part, that's because of the treaty Israel signed with Egypt in 1979. Ofer Salzberg is an analyst with the International Crisis Group in Jerusalem.
Israel saw as a threat having large numbers of Egyptian troops on its borders, and the agreement it negotiated eventually under Prime Minister Begin was to have a demilitarized Sinai as a buffer between Egypt and Israel, which gives a strategic depth to Israel.
But all these years later, a demilitarized Sinai is becoming a strategic liability for both Israel and Egypt.
Currently, what we see is that what was planned as a buffer between Egypt and Israel simultaneously acts as a void, and there are no security forces which are able fully to exert sovereignty and control. I mean, this is the dilemma both governments are facing now.
There are shared interests here, Salzberg says. Neither side wants the Sinai to slip completely out of control. Even before the recent attack in southern Israel, the Israelis gave Egypt a green light to send additional troops into the northern Sinai. That was after militants attacked Egyptian police and repeatedly blew up a natural gas pipeline used to sell gas to Israel. But now there are calls in Israel to formally amend the peace treaty with Egypt to allow for greater Egyptian military presence in the Sinai. Shlomo Brom is a retired Israeli Air Force general.
When the treaty was concluded, the main threat was a threat for full-blown war between Egypt and Israel, conventional war between two militaries of states. That is not the kind of threats that we are dealing with nowadays.
The threat now, Brom says, is unconventional. It's a threat posed by radical extremist groups. Even so, there are Israelis in the government and elsewhere who'd be very uncomfortable with a new treaty that would allow large numbers of Egyptian troops deployed on Israel's border.
There are still these people that believe that Egypt can again become an enemy of Israel, that will pose a conventional military threat to Israel. I think differently, because of many reasons. One of the central reasons, I would say, is the complete dependence of the Egyptian military on the USA.
Israeli officials have been careful about the way they talk about relations with post-revolutionary Egypt, and the same goes for amending the peace treaty. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was recently quoted as saying he was wary of doing so and that any changes would first be brought to the cabinet for approval. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.